Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about Claire Weeks's Facing Philosophy. This is actually Dismantling Anxiety Step by Step. Today's episode, we're going to introduce Claire Weeks a little bit, and then we're going to talk about her first element in her philosophy, which is the facing. You know, you've heard me talk here about face, accept, flow, and let time pass, and that's all from Claire Weeks. So let's talk a little bit about her and then get right into the facing part of her philosophy. So she was born in 1903 and she died in 1990, and she was an Australian psychiatrist and pioneering figure in the field of anxiety management, although she was not exactly embraced by her colleagues early on. But she gained widespread recognition for her groundbreaking work in the 60s and the 70s because she was focusing on developing practical and accessible approaches to help individuals overcome anxiety disorders. Now, Dr. Weeks's approach was unique in its simplicity and the emphasis on self-help strategies. And that's why you hear us talk about Claire Weeks's work here on the show a lot. You'll see it talked about in my group. And I have to tell you, I have clients that are actually thrilled to know that I embrace Dr. Weeks's work because they found it so helpful themselves. And it's something that they can follow and go along with without feeling like they're overwhelmed with a lot of extra information or things that are not actually practical or helpful to them. So her actual significance lies in the fact that she could conceptualize anxiety as a sensitization process. She introduced the idea that anxiety is a sensitization process, and she emphasized the role of the nervous system in the development and perpetuation of anxiety disorders. And when I found Claire Weeks, it was well after I had come out of the wormhole myself, but I was thrilled to find her work because it spoke exactly how I felt coming out, the things that helped me and that worked for me. And she put it in these fabulous words, and she was actually able to simplify it so that I felt like everybody could understand it. And then I felt kind of sad that I hadn't found her like decades before, because I could have used her work and it would have made my life a lot easier. But let's talk about what her four essential elements are just briefly. She outlined an approach to anxiety management, like, because if you can get a hold of it and deal with it, then you can actually come out the other side. And her four essential elements are, as I said, facing, acceptance, floating, and letting time pass. And she had a language and techniques that really spoke to the everyday person, rather than using a lot of clinical jargon and explaining the psychology behind things. Claire Weeks communicated her ideas in straightforward language, making them accessible to a broad audience. Her practical techniques, such as facing fears and fostering acceptance, resonated with individuals seeking tangible tools for managing anxiety. And I know that's why you all are here. You are looking for the actual tangible tools that you can use today. That's what coaching is about. What can we do now? Seeing what you're doing, where you're coming from, and what we can do today to actually begin to manage and dismantle our anxiety. Claire Weeks played a key role in actually popularizing the concept of, quote, self-help for anxiety. And this actually was empowering individuals to take an active role in their recovery. And that's why it rang so true to me, because I was so on my own coming out of anxiety and panic and chronic stress that I did do self-help. I didn't have a lot of outside help or guidance. And to see it all put down in black and white and laid out so succinctly, it made so much sense to me. That's a part of why I share her work all the time here, because it is so clear. So you want to check out some of her books if you have not already. The one I highly suggest is Hope and Help for Your Nerves. And she also has another one that's very helpful, which is Peace from Nervous Suffering. Those were actual bestsellers, and they continue to this day to be influential in the field of anxiety management. And I hope that you will check them out. She's awesome, and she's on YouTube's about her. There are many ways that you can check into her work, and it remains relevant to this day. And her approach has stood the test of time. This is why we're still talking about her. I wish she was still here, but you know, she has left the planet, and I am glad that her work actually is used so much today, because early in her career, when she was putting this work out there, it was not widely accepted by her colleagues, although many of them did pick up on it later on, probably after they saw how popular it became. You can't beat that. But let's go now and talk about the actual first element in her philosophy, which is facing anxiety. I thought we could talk a little bit about understanding this whole facing concept. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Claire Week's concept of facing anxiety is a fundamental aspect of her entire approach to managing the anxiety, but more than managing it, of actually healing from it, moving through it, getting out the other side. And facing involves a deliberate and proactive stance toward anxiety. And what we want to do here is encourage ourselves to confront rather than avoid the feelings and the sensations and situations that trigger our anxiety. So here I want to give you a little overview of the concept of facing anxiety. Facing begins with acknowledging and accepting the presence of anxious feelings. And now often we don't want to do that, right? We just want it to go away. Oh my God, here it comes. I don't want it here. We do everything to block it, run away from it. But Claire Weeks' work says instead of resisting or trying to suppress these feelings and emotions, she advises us to recognize them without judgment. We just want to face it. She also talks about the common tendency that we have to avoid situations, places, or activities that provoke our anxiety. And she suggests, and you guys will know this well because I knew this happened to me, that avoidance can inadvertently contribute to the persistence and the intensifying of anxiety over time. So she said by facing anxiety, we could break the cycle of fear and avoidance by actually facing it, confronting the anxiety directly. Can reduce its power and prevent the development of reinforcing a pattern where avoidance leads to increased fear. We don't want to keep that cycle going. We need to interrupt that cycle, as I talk about. We need to do that, and there are many ways, and one of the ways that we can actually interrupt that cycle or break it, as she would say, is by facing it. Claire Weeks advocates for a gradual and controlled type of exposure to the anxiety triggers, and this involves deliberately approaching situations that cause our anxiety, that give us those feelings that we so want to go away. But we do it in a step-by-step manner, allowing ourselves to become accustomed to and desensitizing those triggers. We do that over time. We keep going to it. We keep facing it. And this isn't something that happens overnight or the first time you try it. And the point I want you to really get today is just having this information is not enough. Just understanding the concepts of face, accept, float, and let time pass isn't enough. We need to actually work these elements of this philosophy. We need to focus today on the facing it, actually being with it, rather than running away from it, blocking it, pretending it's not there. I mean, we do so many avoidance behaviors just to not face what is happening. It's okay. That's the point, right? It's okay that you have these feelings. It's not the end of the world. So central to the concept of facing anxiety is also the idea of accepting the anxious feelings without resistance. And that's hard to do with something that feels so darn uncomfortable. But you've heard me say here more than once that discomfort is not dangerous in and of itself. Once you realize you are safe, you are okay, that discomfort can come along for the ride. And so that's where we let go of the resistance. We don't have to push it away or find a comfortable, fluffy place to be right away. Instead of fighting against or fearing anxiety and all of the discomfort that it brings, Claire Weeks suggests adopting an attitude of acceptance, allowing the feeling to come and go without judgment. And we'll get more into that when I cover her concept of acceptance. But today I want to focus a little bit more on the facing. So the facing element is actually very empowering to us. And I'm telling you, if you've been in the anxiety cycle for any time at all, you don't feel very empowered. You almost feel like you're on the ride that won't stop. You just keep going round and round. But I want you to know that the facing element empowers us to take an active role in managing and overcoming or getting through for good our anxiety. It encourages an actual shift from a passive stance of avoidance to a proactive approach of confronting our fears and our anxieties. And by confronting them, I mean actually facing them, turning toward them instead of turning our back to them and pretending they're not there. No, we want to confront it and understand that we can be okay with all the discomfort that that might bring. Because what I want you to hear here is that having that discomfort right now doesn't mean that discomfort will be with you forever. I know when I was really deep down that wormhole of anxiety, I would have a feeling, a discomfort, and I would think it was going to be like that forever. I would never be without that sensation or that feeling. And that scared me. And what do we do when we're scared? We increase our stress hormones. We give ourselves another spin on the anxiety, adrenaline, fear cycle. And there we go again. We just keep the fire burning. So we are empowered when we understand that facing the anxiety, turning toward it, is a shift from the passive stance of avoidance to a proactive approach of confronting our fears and anxieties. And by facing the anxiety, again, Claire Weeks emphasizes that we can learn to view anxiety as a temporary, as I said earlier, and manageable state. It's temporary. We're not going to be in this state forever. And it is manageable. We can handle it. And how do I know you can handle it? Because you've already handled it. And if I could handle it, you can handle it. But we need to remember that. And this understanding helps to reduce the fears that are associated with anxious feelings. It helps us to stop putting more fuel on the fire. So overall, Claire Weeks' concept of facing anxiety promotes a balanced and practical approach to dealing with anxious emotions. And she offers us a way to navigate and overcome our anxiety in a constructive and step-by-step manner. Now, I want to go further into this, so I'm going to do it on part two, where we will have a discussion about the practical steps in facing our anxiety. That'll be coming up in episode 988, so definitely check back for that. But for now, get it in your soul that you are not alone with this, and that facing it, actually coming to terms with, yes, I have these feelings, I don't need to be afraid of them, even though they are uncomfortable. Let's get that deep into our soul so that we can then begin to take the practical steps of facing our anxiety and finding our way out of this wormhole. And now for today's quote. Remember, you are not alone in your struggle. Others have faced anxiety and find their way through. You can too. And that's from Claire Weeks. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.